Well, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me on the 14th of March. It's Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day. So we're really love to celebrate that. So we'll be covering that as we go through our service today. It's great to have you here with me today as we conduct the service, and just trust that during the coming minutes we will be able to really have a great sense of God's beautiful presence among us and with us. And of course we are deep into Lent, so whatever Lenten journey discipline you're on, I really wish you well in those things as well. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. So let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation and into sin. I invite you now to bring anything to God that you need to say sorry for, things that have been on your mind, things that you just know are not right. And do it knowing that God can be absolutely trusted, entrusted with these things, because he is your Father and he loves you. So please do bring these things to him right now. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sin, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading today is from the Gospel of John, and it won't be a surprise to you, I'm sure, when you find out that it covers a very interesting interaction and a very moving one with Jesus and his mother. So it's John 19, and we're going to start at verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. It's easy to miss. You know, it's easy to miss because we've got the massive events of the cross. But I find this one of the most fascinating sections of any of the Gospels. And it's one of the things that's driven me in the way I've done ministry over the years. We're in this place of appalling suffering with Jesus's mum looking on at the cross, knowing what her poor son is going to go through. I just think it must have, her heart must have been torn in two seeing this. Her beloved firstborn, knowing the terrible pain, knowing the degradation he has suffered already and will continue to suffer. And thankfully, she's surrounded by some other women, other really, you know, who are there offering her their support and their love. But I think what is certainly true is that for any mother, the joy of having children is there, but also there'll always be a great deal of worry about one's children, pain and the suffering. And I know as children, I just never gave it a second thought whether I was worrying my mum. And now I think, goodness me, how selfish. So that's what's happening. And she's at a place of desolation. But here's the thing. Jesus has got a domestic thing he has to sort out before he goes to his destiny. He has to make sure that his mother is looked after properly when he's gone. And he entrusts his mum to, it's probably John, you know, the beloved disciple. And he entrusts his mother not as a burden, not as a pastoral burden, you know, "Oh, look after my mum, she'll need you to get the shopping for her all the time," or whatever, but as a gift. Dear woman, he says, "Here's your son," and to the disciple, "Here's your mother." From that time on, he took her into his home. What that means is that for the rest of Mary's life, it seems to me, that she lived in the same house as John did. John and her, he looked after her and she looked after him. And that's what I love about it, is it's not just that she's become his mother, he's become her son. And it's not just about, you know, caring for people who are ill. It's about the honour, the privilege of this kind of intergenerational thing. The other thing, of course, is that you'd have imagined that Jesus would have entrusted his mother to one of his family. But he doesn't. And that's not surprising when you realise that his family had actually tried to turn up at one point, tried to get him to call off his mission. I always felt that when we did Memory Cafe, we were doing this. We were kind of looking after other people's mums. We were making them our mothers, at least for those couple of hours, and that we were their children, at least for those couple of hours, and it was an honour. And I think, you know, today as we honour mothers, our mothers, we just have those two things, that it's an honour being able to be with our mother and other people's mums. And that the job of being either a spiritual or a physical mother is not an easy one. We honour them. Amen. So, let's pray. Father, this morning we thank you for our mothers. Lord, we thank you for them and for all mothers, Lord. We thank you for the care they offer to young people and children, and we're grateful to them, and we ask you, Father, to show them just how blessed they are and how much we appreciate them. Father, we pray as well for our National Health Service and for all those who are working during this pandemic, and especially today we pray for teachers who are back in the classroom, and we're grateful to them. They're kind of surrogate parents as well, I think, and we're grateful for what they do. And Father, we ask you to keep them really, really safe. Father, we pray as well for those who mourn, for those who are bereaved, for those who are frightened and lost. And we ask you to mother them, to help them to know that they are loved by someone who would give their very life for them. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So friends, we at this point we exchange the peace. It's a bit odd because I don't know whether you've got anyone in the room with you to share the peace with. If not, do feel free to email, you know, or text someone and wish them peace. When Jesus came, he brought us his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. So friends, we're at peace with God. We're at peace with each other. And now we turn our attention to the Eucharistic prayer. Please join me in it. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give you thanks and praise. It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and Everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline, we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast, with joyful hearts and minds we bless you for your mercy, and join with saints and angels forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We praise and we bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again, he praised you, gave it to them and said, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence. His sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, bringing before you the bread of life and the cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us in your loving arms and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we say the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I will be healed. Friends, thank you so much for accompanying me, being here in this service. I encourage you to just to kind of ruminate, to think about the role of mums, and to hold them any that you can think of in your prayers, and that includes people who have acted as spiritual mothers, and there are many people who've kind of adopted both formally and informally, or fostered, or people who've simply just been there as extraordinary mentors to young people. You know, we honour all of that. And today, we certainly honour Jesus' beautiful mother who spent the rest of her life after this awful incident with John, enriching his life with her wisdom, I'm sure, and her wit and all the things that she brought. We know something of her when we see the things she said, and she really was a really, really very, very particularly interesting person, I think. So, a final blessing. Living God, you called your servant, Cuthbert, to proclaim the gospel and imbue them with a loving heart and a gentle spirit. Grant us grace to live as he did, in simplicity, humility, and love for the poor, through Jesus who came among us as one who serves and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. May Jesus give you the grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. At the end of every service, we're sent out, aren't we, with a commission, which is to go out and to share God's love with others. Now, I know that going out's difficult, but I encourage you maybe that you might want today just to pick up the phone to someone who might be a bit lonely and see how they're doing. You know, it's amazing how a little phone call can make so much difference to people's lives. So, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.